Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. In addition to the flooding damage done to our homes, landscapes have also been impacted. Flooding primarily impacts landscape plants by saturating the soil. Plant roots obtain the oxygen that they need from air spaces in the soil. When these spaces are filled with water for an extended period, the roots are deprived of the oxygen that they need, and they may drown. Root rot often follows if the situation persists. Root damage, through drowning or root rot, is the greatest danger to landscape plants caused by flooding. The longer the soil stays saturated, the more damage occurs. In areas where floodwaters several feet deep occurred for one or more weeks, it's likely that turf, shrubs, herbaceous plants will be damaged or killed by that experience, particularly if they're completely covered by the water. Trees, other than magnolias, should be okay. They take flooding quite well. Carefully assess shrubs that may appear dead. You can scrape the bark in several areas. Green tissue right under the bark indicates the shrubs are still alive and may recover. Some shrubs or herbaceous perennials that appear dead now may begin to send out new growth a few weeks after the water recedes. However, shrubs that show no green tissue below the bark when scratched and those that produce no sign of growth in a few weeks after the water recedes have likely been lost. In addition to saturating the soil, floodwaters carry silt and debris. These materials are deposited on lower-growing plants such as shrubs, ground covers, flowers, and lawns. It's important to remove these materials as soon as possible after the water recedes. Use a rake to remove most of the larger material, and then use a hose with a nozzle attached to wash off the remainder of the silt and sediment. After the floodwaters recede, remove all the mulches from beds around your shrubs, flowers, and so forth. Leave the mulch out for a week or two. This allows the soil to dry out more rapidly. That layer of mulch is meant to hold moisture into the soil. That's great because we don't have to water as often. But when the soil is saturated, moving that mulch away will allow the soil to dry out more rapidly. Now, after a few weeks when the soil has dried out, replace the mulch. Remember, they're a great defense against weeds, and they help the landscape look nice. If you have mulches that floated out of beds but can still be raked up and used, well, feel free to use those again if practical. Now, one thing to keep in mind is that floodwaters are not good for anything that we would want to eat out of our gardens. So don't consume any fruits, vegetables, or herbs that were or could have been touched by floodwaters. There's just too much stuff in floodwaters to make it worth the risk. You should remove and discard these materials. Now, you may eat any fruit from fruit trees that was held up above the water. That's not going to be impacted. Grapes held up above the water won't be impacted. And you can usually eat the new growth of herbs and vegetables. So cut your herbs back and the new growth that comes out can be consumed. Compost piles may also be impacted. You can use those after the water recedes. And don't forget, lawns should also have all the debris raked off of them and then hose them down to remove any silt or sediment that may be on your lawn as well. So take care of your lawns along with your homes and your landscapes, and hopefully things will work out okay. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.